Are you ready for another fair to Midland version of Outside the Box? And what's today's topic? Fair play? Do you recall that in recent features I've been listing some of the lessons from Robert Fulghum's All I Really Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten? Did you know that another one is play fair? And shouldn't we mean fairness in a general sense? Not just when we play games. Is there fairness in life? Is life fair if we play fair? Should fair play be a principle for all of us? And what if life just ain't fair? Is it fair that I was brought up by parents that didn't screw me up too much, and some other poor schlemiel got parents who abused them big time? Is it fair for a female with dark skin to be born into poverty in Haiti compared to a male with light skin who's born into wealth in some fancy gated U.S. suburb? Is it equitable for some CEO to earn 500 or 1,000 times as much as some of those who work harder than the CEO every day? Where is the fairness of some privileged people who are getting ahead while others with less privilege of equal or maybe more talent and intelligence are struggling and failing? What about the fairness of an innocent person being sentenced to death for a crime they didn't commit, while a killer gets off because of a slick, expensive lawyer? How fair is it that Lance Armstrong and other high-profile athletes who cheated are punished simply by being embarrassed and losing some of their income, while some low-income people spend years in jail for small-time robberies? How unfair is it that baseball Chicago Cubs haven't won the World Series since 1908? Is it fair that politicians hear the lobbyists but not the public when it comes to passing legislation that affects millions? And where's the fairness of creepy capitalists who will stop at nothing to make a million or billion, while those who play by the rules barely make enough to get by? Are those few with a lot of power over others playing fair when they refuse to give up their power? Considering the shape the earth is in, is it fair that older generations have messed up the environment while younger people have to clean it up? So, are birth and death the only things that really are fair, and even those might be debatable, since every human will experience both? And don't you wonder why Robert Fulghum had the nerve to tell us to play fair when there's so much unfairness in the world? How fair do you think life is? When do you play fair? And when don't you? I'm Larry Danziger, playing fair by asking, did you notice that every sentence in this feature was a question?